Well, I'm back, Laura. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Okay.
That wasn't very convincing, but I'm gonna go ahead and carry on. And if you want to interrupt me if for some reason you're not hearing me okay, but I'm gonna do the best I can. I'm on my cell phone because there seems to be some static on both of my home. I'm not sure what that is, but anyway, I hope all of you can hear me, and I want to welcome you all to 2011. Congratulations for making it this far, and excited to make this a big year for everybody. Thanks for joining us, investing your time, and focused on your period in business. And we're going to go back to the basics. We're going to talk tonight about how to get yourself started right, and how to get new people started right. And rather than go through the entire Quick Start training, I'm going to focus on a couple of key issues and important concepts that have come up for me and that I've heard people ask about and talk about. And also going to start off the call here tonight just talking about a couple of very timely and relevant things in my own personal life here in the last 10 days. What I've done is I've cleared off my desk at my home office. I've cleared off my desk at my business office. I've gone through a lot of emails. I've gone through my Christmas card list. I've gone through my cell phone list. And I've actually reached out and connected with a lot of people that I haven't talked to in a while. And, you know, that's always an interesting process, and I'm always very pleasantly surprised at what the response is, that people are excited to hear from me, and I'm sure they're excited to hear from you. And so hopefully you've done some of that here over the last week or two, is to get organized and get focused on the new year, and maybe to reach out to some people that you haven't talked to in a while. And to me, to be a great network marketer, you have to be a great networker first. And what I mean by that is that you're connecting people and ideas. You're connecting people and people. You're figuring out ways to add value into others' lives. You're sharing good news. You're sharing information that's relevant and helpful for folks. And I've been in the network marketing industry for 20 years, and to be honest with you, up until a couple of years ago, I really don't think I was a very good networker. And I've really worked on it, and it's fun. And I'm finding it, even though I'm, believe it or not, more of an introvert than an extrovert, I'm finding that networking with people is one of the most rewarding things that I've ever done. There's nothing more fun than asking a lot of questions and talking to people with an open mind and no agenda other than how can I help you, what are you into, what are you interested in, and maybe I know somebody who can help your business or help what you're trying to accomplish. And I've been really surprised and continue to build momentum, because the more networking you do, the more people you meet and the more people you help, the more people want to help you as well. So, there is that old saying, the more people you help, the more successful you'll become. And I now am starting to live that, and I enjoy that, and I really recommend that to all of you, is to be a networker first and a network marketer second. Another thing that's been really interesting and relevant for me is I've been reading a book, just finishing it up, from the former coach of the UCLA men's basketball team, John Wooden. And he may be the most successful coach of all time, certainly the most successful men's college basketball coach of all time, without question. And he won, I think, 10 championships. And there are a couple of things in this that I think are extremely relevant and timely as we talk about building a Purium business, especially with the new year. One is that you can't build a great team without great players. You certainly can't build a great team with bad players. And that's something that he makes very clear, and that he spent a lot of time on the recruiting side of his business and recruited people and players that he wanted to be on his team, that would fit into his system and that he believed in. And so, you know, he gives a lot of credit to his players, and then he makes it clear that momentum creates momentum, and that the more good players he had and the more good teams that he had, the easier it was to get more good players and have a good team again. So, you know, as you're looking at this new year, understand where in the relationship is and that you are a headhunter. You're out there looking for talent, people that you want to work with, that you think have access to other good people. Another thing that came from Coach Wooden's book that I think is very interesting is his attention to detail. And he felt as though if consistently he did the little things right, the big things would take care of themselves. And so as you look at and think about, you know, what has gotten you to this point in your period in business and what you want to make happen in your period in business, you know, it's that attention to detail and you know, focus on follow through and helping other people that really is important. So that's a little bit of a backdrop of just some things that I've been thinking about as I've been looking at the new year and things that I've been reading and doing and are relevant to me. You know, that add some context and backdrop to this getting started quick start guide, if you will. And we are going to be printing a formal quick start guide, and the few training calls that I did back several months ago were, you know, about the quick start training guide, but we'll formalize that into a simpler quick start guide as we roll out a new method of operation with some new tools here very shortly. So this will be something that you and your team can plug into. Every new person can look at, and everyone be on the same page, almost the same playbook, if you will, for new people that you bring in. So as I look at the quick start guide, the concept of creating a success system is to understand the importance and the power of the system itself, which is that because you don't have a storefront, because so much of what you do is people-oriented, it's really important that you utilize and follow a system of duplication, because it maximizes your earnings and it minimizes your headaches. Because if your goal is to have 6 or 8 or 10 or 12 people that are frontline to you, that are great, that are interested in building a business, well, if each of them are doing different things, then it's going to be very hard for you to help them. It's going to be very hard for you to create a process and a system that can duplicate down 2 and 3 and 4 and 5 levels from there. So, you know, having everybody do the same thing sounds boring, but that's why McDonald's is the biggest fast food chain out there, not because they make the best burgers, but because they're the best system. They know how to open up restaurants, and they know how to create consistency so that way they can manage it and manage it for success. And really, that's what this is about, is a relationship business that capitalizes on leverage and duplication. And you've probably heard this analogy if you've listened to these calls. Probably every 4 to 6 weeks I use the same analogy, but it's so relevant. It is the idea of a penny doubling every day for 30 days. And the importance of the concept is not that it turns into $1 million, which it does. What's important is that after 6 days it's only $1, and after 10 days it's about $10. So if you got 30 days of doubling a penny and after 10 days it's $10, you would think it would turn into $30 after 30 days, not $1 million after 30 days. But that's what happens when duplication and leverage starts to pick up steam. Now, the reason I bring this up and the important concept that I want to help you understand is the idea of return on investment becomes quite different in a network marketing business model than it does in a traditional business model. And the reason is that in a traditional business model, there's only one level. It's you and the customer. So you make a sale, and however much you spent to make that sale can be measured directly against how much you profit from that sale, and you can either say, that was a good investment of marketing dollars, that was a good investment of effort, or bad. So it's a much simpler, more direct way to look at your return on investment. In this business, Imperium, it's different because what happens is as you enroll a new distributor, that new distributor could turn into 2 or 3 or 5 or 10 or 100 or 1,000 new people. It's very hard to estimate what each distributor is going to be worth, but it will be worth much more than the commissions that you make just on that one person. So, you know, without getting into the details of the Imperium compensation plan, because it does vary as to how much you make on the first level, if we just simplify it, and in some cases it's more and in some cases it's less, but if we just simplify it and say that it's 25%, and let's say you hand out $100 worth of samples and you enroll 2 people, and you earn $50, well, that sounds like a bad deal. It sounds like you lost money, but if those people go out and hand out $100 worth of samples, and it turns into $50 worth of commissions for each of them, it could turn into $10 or $20 worth of commission for you, and you're still losing money. And it still sounds like a bad deal. But now each of those 2 people have 50 samples worth of your, or $100 worth of samples. And so as you start to duplicate over time, the return on investment becomes very positive. And so it's a get-rich-slow program. And the thing that's so important is that you hang in long enough to allow leverage to work for you. So going back to that penny example, if you quit after day 10 when you only had $10 in profits, so let's say that you gave me $100 and I said that I would give you a penny and double it every day for 30 days, so you gave me $100 and after 10 days you only got $10 back and you quit, you would have quit losing $90, where if you would have hung in there another 20 days, you would have made $1 million minus $100. So the longer you hang in, the more important it is. So one of the 5 commitments in our Getting Started training is that you'll be here 1 year from now, that you have a no-turn-back commitment to success. And that's important for yourself because you will allow leverage and duplication to start working to your benefit. But it's also important because it sends the right signal to your prospects and to your team. Because if you have that kind of business focus, business energy, this isn't a hobby for me, even if you're doing it very part-time. So I'm not talking about the number of hours that you commit to the business. I'm just talking about the level of focus and intention that you have. People will pick up on that. So if I'm recruiting you and you can tell that I am serious, that I love this business, that I use these products, that I believe it's going to make a difference for my family this month and this year, then you're going to take it much more seriously than if I'm kind of hoping that you're going to be interested, and if not, then I might not even be around to see it through. Well, you, why would you have a higher level of commitment than me? And so that's an important thing. I've got lots of good friends in this industry that have been very, very successful distributors. One of them that I just talked with today, he just exudes that. I mean, he just is so passionate about whatever business opportunity he's been in. He's been, I think, in 3 or 4 of them in 16 years. And, you know, he loves what he does, and he loves the people he works with, and he supports the heck out of them. And you can just tell, you almost want to join him just because he's so optimistic and so excited about the benefits that his product can bring. So, you know, if you have that kind of energy, people thrive off of it, and they can feel it starting with your own commitment to the business. The core of the getting started process, the core of our entire recruiting system, is the pipeline process, PIPE being the acronym for Prospects, Invitation, Presentation, and Role. Prospects, Invitation, Presentation, and Role. And, this is a great time, as I said, to refocus on your prospects, to look at and talk to folks that you haven't talked to in a while, to reprioritize your prospect list. And the other thing I think do, no matter what level of internet sophistication you have, is to tap into Facebook. One of the other interesting, relevant things that I've seen here over the last week or two is that Facebook just passed Google as far as the most visited website on the internet. So now, today, more people logged on to Facebook than they did to go on to Google to search something. And that shows the power of relationships. It shows the power of social networking, and it shows where the internet is moving to. And it also shows the power and potential of our business and our business model in this day and age. So if you're not actively using Facebook, or you're not utilizing it with intention to create groups, to create conversation, to meet people through people, to bring up interesting and relevant topics, especially those that are health related or business, small business, entrepreneur related, you're missing out on a big, big opportunity. So, you know, if you don't know much about it, go get a book out of the library, or go get a book out of Barnes & Noble or Borders, and look at it, read it, and understand some of the techniques of using Facebook or using LinkedIn, which is a business-oriented version of Facebook, basically, and connect with some new people. Reach out and make it your intention to go find like-minded people, go find your A-team, go find, you know, a couple of people who are going to build out your five levels, because, you know, if you've got folks that are inspired and that are superstars in and of their own right, it's a lot easier to build a big team. So prospects, invitation, presentation, and role. We're going to be coming out with a great new invitation and a great new way of doing business here shortly. Right now we're utilizing samples, and they're very effective. And so these products, these Purion products, absolutely work. Get them into people's bodies and let the products do the work for you. People are looking at and watching you to see how much fun you're having, how simple it is. And, you know, they're listening to the music as much as the words, as far as, you know, they want to convince themselves that they want to be part of this business. They want to convince themselves to be a customer. And if they can tell that you're passionate about it, and they can tell that it's fun and simple to share, then they're going to try it. And if it seems like a lot of homework and a lot of work and difficult, then chances are they won't. So keep it fun. Keep it simple. We spent a lot of time looking back and talking about building and creating a business plan and creating a game plan and making sure that you measure and adjust what you do and looking at your assets. And, my last words of advice here this evening would be to don't overcomplicate things. You know, we're sharing health. We're sharing wealth. Right now people are making New Year's resolutions. Their New Year's resolutions are about losing weight. Their New Year's resolutions are about making more money, especially in this economy, and that you have the ability to help people with both of those. And if you go into conversation with an open mind and an open heart and really trying to help people with those things and just share samples of the product and show them the website and show them what we do and connect them to Dave's autos and Dave's radio show and the 3-minute sizzle call and, you know, just the basic information, That should be enough to get them quite interested. And we're going to be picking back up with our Thursday evening business opportunity call, same time, same number. So if you've got prospects that need to hear from a third-party expert, you know, I'm a consultant to this industry. I talk with and work with a lot of different companies, and I'll tell you, I just love these Purium products. I use them in my spa, and I'm a big believer in them. And so, you know, health and wellness and nutrition, you know, January is a great time of year to be promoting it. And, you know, don't overcomplicate things. Go out, reach out to some new people, get some samples in people's hands. And I'm telling you, we're working on some stuff behind the scenes that will really rock your world as far as how this company is going to look and feel and how you're going to be compensated with it. So, you know, we'll catch up to you here in just a moment, but you you keep doing what you're doing. And we will be talking to you Thursday night again, 48 hours from now, with our business opportunity presentation. And then next Tuesday night, new information on training. So hope you're finding this valuable. Share it with your downline. Make sure that they're jumping into the back office and getting their training so that they can duplicate and help you build your business by them building their business. That's what leverage is all about. So thanks so much, Laura, for hosting. I really appreciate that you do that every week. And we will catch you on Thursday night. Good night, everyone.